From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Andrea Bates reading Devil's Dance by Arliss Adams. Now let's begin with Chapter 1. A door slamming makes one jump, but it doesn't make one afraid. What one fears is the serpent that crawls underneath it. Colette. Chicago, November 1956. I didn't care if I ever opened my eyes again. Had it really been a whole year? Images raced through my mind like pictures in one of those flip books, the kind that look like they're moving when the pages are fanned. As each new image appeared, my feeling of terror built. Flip, flip, flip. Can't breathe. Arms? Legs? Hurt? Move, move. The sheet was drenched with perspiration. A nonstop string of panicked thoughts taunted me. Paralyzed? Please, God, not polio. Where's Mama? Work early? Breathe. Breathe. Judy still here? I tried to cry out, but my tongue slid around something wedged in my mouth while hot tears welled in my eyes. Concentrate. I fixed on bits of dust clinging to a leafy design pressed into the plaster ceiling, thinking they looked like furry caterpillars ready to spin cocoons. The awful realization hit me like a sledgehammer. Not my ceiling. Not my room. Flip, flip, flip. Squeaking noise. Maybe door hinges that needed to be oiled broke the silence. Footsteps. Gardenias. Stale tobacco. My heart pounded like it would jump right out of my chest. A tall woman stood at the foot of the bed holding a tray. She placed it on the dresser, then came closer and bent toward me, blonde hair spilling over her shoulders like a glistening shawl. Well, Jenny, you're awake. Good. Recognition filled me with relief. Sherry? The gold flecks in her hazel eyes flashed like caution lights. Her full lips, painted brilliant scarlet, drew into a sneer. Something was terribly wrong. Aw, is the little ballerina frightened? You're such an idiot. She reached over, then stroked my hair, her long fingers gliding through tangled black waves. Cupping my chin like a vice grip, she said, You know, you're awfully naive for a 17-year-old. Her scarlet lips curled into a nasty smile that scared me to death. She stepped back and glared at me. There's no harm in telling you now. Remember when you said the Coke tasted funny at lunch yesterday? Well, guess what? I slipped something into it to knock you out. Honey, you lost your cherry last night. Tears snaked down my cheeks. Cherry? She bent forward, dug her fingers into my shoulders, and tightened her grip and shook me. Stop that damn crying! You'd better do exactly as I say, or... My friend had become a terrifying stranger. Her eyes flashed. I brought you some toast and juice. Damn you, quit wiggling. Just calm down. If you're good, I'll take that thing out of your mouth for a while. Her fingers traced a line along my cheek, stopping at the fabric. She untied the knot. The fabric fell away. I managed to plead in a raspy voice. Sherry, get me out of here, please. I want to go home. My mouth felt like it was full of cotton balls. Silence. A gnawing pain between my legs hurt more than the time I fell on the edge of a wooden milk crate in kindergarten. Back then, the doctor told my mother I'd bruised my vagina, and I couldn't stop giggling because I thought the word was so funny. Tears now streaked down my cheeks, leaving damp tracks in their wake. My mind seemed fuzzy, and I croaked, Sherry. I let my eyes beg her to answer me, but all she did was stare, not a word. She fixed me with a look as frigid as the winter wind blowing off Lake Michigan. Sherry, you're frightening me.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?